This is TWiT.
Microsoft just got a big contract with the U.S. Army for 120,000 plus HoloLens units, a contract worth $22 billion. Wow. What is, do you know what the Army is going to use?
Schools.
Yeah, that's a, that's huge.
I have no concept. They don't tell me anything.
here's a,
they're smart.
Here's a picture of a soldier wearing a HoloLens. It's a special Army HoloLens.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I know that the HoloLens has been really successful in industry. It's one of those products that I think, especially the way that it was originally introduced, and I was at the original launch, and I remember talking to, you know, people on that team, that it was very much made to be like, oh, this is going to be a consumer thing. And then obviously never was. Some of the mixed reality headsets have had more of a consumer appeal, but never, it hasn't really taken off that way. But it's been very successful in industries, and we've seen it in construction, and we've seen it in like logistics and other stuff. So I guess it makes sense that the Army would want to do something with it, but they don't tell me anything. They're smart enough to like,
well,
not
let me
tell
read
me
the
stuff
Army's
like
statement, because they're a little more forthcoming.
Yeah.
They say the equipment is made up of high resolution. It's not your papa's HoloLens. It's made up of high resolution night, thermal, and soldier borne sensors integrated into a unified heads up display. I mean, you could think, if this thing is robust, this would be, and they plan to use it both for training, but also in combat, so that close combat force personnel can rehearse before engaging any adversaries. So it'll help you fight as well as train. And, you know, we've seen pictures of combat personnel wearing night vision goggles and things like that. If this thing is robust and reliable, huge benefit, I would imagine. I mean, maps, situational awareness, thermal imaging, it would be incredible.
Well, I mean, from if you look at the sort of, certainly from the British Army's perspective, you know, the ideal time to launch an attack is about 4:30 in the morning, because it's dark, you've got night vision, they don't, and you can get after it. I gave TWiT a very excitable interview after trying the first HoloLens back when it was first launched. It was just like, this is brilliant, and it really is. If they've got it into a usable AR format, Microsoft could actually steal a march on this. Google tried it, failed. Oculus tried it, has failed. Maybe it's Microsoft's turn.
If you think about it, though, augmented is got, that's the way to go. You don't, I mean, the last thing I want to do is go into combat and not be able to see where I'm going.
Right.
Absolutely.
So augmented to
as a resident soldier here, here's what I think is going to be dope. And I think every time these stories come up,
that's right. You served in Iraq. I forgot. Yeah. Right. You're the expert.
Well, Kuwait. But
Kuwait.
Same thing.
Okay.
The idea, the guys that are entering the service now grew up playing games like Halo, where this was part of the deal.
Right.
So bringing their most training that they probably had more than anything else, some of us are still doing it, right? Being able to bring that environment to a soldier is going to make them better, because you won't have to spend a lot of time training that, because a lot of the people have been training that for many, many, many
Such
years
a good
already
point.
In.
Yep.
So being able to know that, you know, my friends are on my six, they're okay. Know who has how much rounds they have left because of telemetry in their weaponry. I can be like, okay, this guy only has four rounds. Look, I want you to fall back and watch the back.
Wow.
This guy still has
Think
a full clip.
That.
I want you to cover
what
flank. I want you to cover flank. You know what I mean? So, like, I can take inventory. I can check on my guys. I can see my stats. I can look back, and I can be like, Laporte, your heart rate is up. What's going on? You good? And
wow.
you're like, yeah, I'm good. Just a little nervous. Okay, look, if you're nervous, I want you to pull middle and just watch aerial. Right. And I'll get somebody that's a little bit more situated to cover point. Right. You know what I'm saying? Other than guys lying and saying, no, I'm good. And then not really able to do what they need to do.
Yeah,
right. So as a sergeant and I'm running my platoon, if I got all of their data running by on the screen, I can make way better decisions. And it's OK, because a lot of guys, until they see their contact, they're nervous. Once they see their contact, they drop in. They're settled. They're, you know, what we call fit to fight. Right. So I would love to be able to see all of that, or even as a medic, like to get an alert from some situational thing on my head to tell me that, you know, someone's down. I can get to them quicker. So much I could do with this.
Since you really have the perspective on this, which I'm so glad you're here. Does it sometimes, though, could you get too dependent on tech? I mean, especially in desert combat.
No, instincts are instincts. I get that. And that's a very common conversation about everything that we do. And I still say no, because at the end of the day, we're still humans and our instincts are our instincts. Like, I am a trained paramedic. Like, if you were to have a conniption fit right now,
you'd know what to do. You could reach out through the TV and
Zoom and get you squared away.
No, I just, but, if it's reliable.
Yeah.
You know, I remember in Vietnam, I was lucky enough not to have to serve. My draft number was very high, but a lot of my friends, and we certainly heard it about in the news, those M16s would jam, and there's nothing worse. You're in a firefight and your gun is jammed. I worry, and these are much more high-tech devices, but I guess you would train to both have them and not have them.
Absolutely. Yeah, we train for all contingencies. Yeah. Like, we even train for what to do when there's no sound, radio silence. So in all the games or in every movie, they make it a point to show you the hand signals. Those exist because there's times you have to go radio silence.
That's right.
The reason why night vision goggles was such a boom is because before, what we would do is throw a illumination grenade in the air, which has a small parachute. It comes down and turns the lights on for a second. We can do what we need to do. Sometimes we just throw it. Take a look. Okay, we know where everything is, and then go when it gets dark again. So there's that. You always train for both aspects of it. So yeah,
and
this is the same in the Navy as well. As a sailor, I have to say, the U.S. Navy still trains officers to use sextants.
Right.
We have GPS.
Yeah, right.
You know, we have all this. We have LORAN. We have the rest of it. But you still need to be able to use a sextant, because if it goes down, it really goes down. So.
Excellent point. Excellent point. And by the way, Chris Williams had this story in the Register, and one of the things he mentioned, certainly it is controversial. It's been controversial at Microsoft, even more so at Google, doing defense contract work. But I would hope, I mean, this used to be, you know, the patriotic duty of American corporations. You know, Ford started making tanks during World War II to support our troops. I would hope that this would be a non-controversial technology. Have you heard anything at Microsoft about people saying, oh, we don't want to be making this for the Army?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know that there was disagreement, or, you know, there was not everyone loved the Jedi contract. I'm sure that there are people who are uncomfortable with this, as they would be with any sort of big contract that Microsoft has with any, you know, corporation or, you know, government group, right?
Well, this is 150. I mean, this is twice the size of the Jedi.
No, I know. I'm just saying there are 156,000 employees. So I'm sure that there are some people who are happy. Yeah. There are some people who are unhappy, right? Like,
I guess if you're a pacifist, Brad Smith, Microsoft president, wrote, "We believe in the strong defense of the United States, and we want the people who defend it to have access to the nation's best technology, including from Microsoft." I think that kind of says it all. And that's, I think, completely appropriate. It's cool. My only concern would be, I don't think of the HoloLens as being rugged. So,
right. Well, but it looks like they've adapted.
They clearly have ruggedized it.
It seems what they've said, right? Yeah. And I'm sure that with the size of the contract, they'll do more R&D on that. Like, I know, completely different use case, obviously, but I do know that, like, they created hard hat versions of the HoloLens for construction sites that worked really well. Right. So they can adapt it, obviously, and they'll need to do more than that, you know, for people who are in different, you know, conditions where you might be using this on missions.
It actually really makes you think of the, I think this is a good, really good for Microsoft, because it also makes you think of the, how useful a HoloLens would be in a variety of circumstances, not just fighting. I can see pilots wearing these and all sorts. I mean, this is really...
I was thinking firefighters, actually.
When you're talking, for sure.
Yeah.
I think firefighters would be amazing. I interviewed a New York City a battalion chief and got to know about what their process is for fighting fires. And so much of it is, it's all information based, and they certainly don't want to rely on technology because they have to do what's there in the field, but they can be aided by it. And so But, you know, you think about like having thermal imaging and having, you know, access to maybe a map of what a location might look like, or direct, you know, communications, or, you know, oxygen levels or other things. Like, it can be really, really useful for firefighters. Obviously, they can't rely exclusively on that stuff. They still have to use their own instincts, their own knowledge. But having that, I think, would be fantastic. And there are all kinds of, you know, situations where if you have to adapt something like that to work in certain weather conditions and in certain, you know, like lower power, you know, or conditions where you might not have access to, you know, a power supply or whatever, where you could really open up how this could be used absent, you know, of looking at it in a military context.
Yeah. And, you know, I can understand how somebody working at Dow Chemical might have had problems with napalm. But this is not that kind of a technology. This is a technology that'll save lives, and you know, look, it's not a peaceful world, and sometimes the best path to peace is a strong defense as well. So, I think this seems like a very good thing all round for Microsoft, for the Army, and for future uses of the HoloLens. I'm glad to hear about it. And it would be nice if you could put Cortana in your earpiece and she could say, you know, I don't know. I just like when I play Halo, I expect a little help.
Not anymore. Cortana's gone.
I was going to say,
didn't we just kill Cortana?
Yeah.